Mobile. Good afternoon.
Kim,
how was your day?
It's very uneventful. Yours?
I had a tag along today.
Did he last?
Large.
Got better.
Yes, the day is over with.
In earnest, Keith?
Not really.
Square now?
No, I'm heading toward the house now.
Today was Wednesday, it's just Tuesday. Well, dang.
Man, this evening.
If Susan's off, I think I'm going to swing by the clock and pick us up a couple of burgers.
For supper?
Put the little guy every chance we get.
KO4CEF, Mo.
Evening, Andrew. KO4HKX.
Evening, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Man, y'all done got me on the clock now. The one in Bowling Springs is closed.
What?
Heard and they didn't sell it or do anything with it, so they just closed it down.
That mean Greer?
Doing Greer.
Bacon cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Trouble anymore.
How's ride along was? You go ahead.
Left at lunch, and that was probably the best part of the day.
Invaluable insight in how to run your business better.
Really? But we did talk about a couple things, but like I said, he usually just, all he does wants to do is point out what you're doing wrong.
Works for you, right?
It works for the customers, and that's not always what Matco wants.
Downside to a franchise, but still, I'm sure you get to bend the rules just a little bit, as long as they're not watching.
You get to bend the rules, but as long as you're not making real big infractions, he's not going to say a whole lot. I mean, he's going to say something that's his job, but he's not going to make a big deal out of it. I mean, all in all, he's not a bad guy, but my problem with him is Matco won't let him on ride along in the truck anymore, but they're allowed to come stand in the truck when there's 10 other guys in there. But they can't ride in the truck when it's just you so you can talk to him. And then he spends most of his time on the telephone all about his race car stuff. So, you know, how much is he really paying attention to anything I'm doing?
Why don't they let him ride in the truck with you? Because of COVID? The Matco won't be able to run?
Customer support hasn't even come back to the office yet because of COVID. So it's all based out of Ohio, and they have to follow the rules that Ohio has set for that area. And so I don't understand all of it. I think it's all a big ploy not to have the building and have to maintain it.
There's got to be some cost savings there for somebody. Go ahead, Ken.
They were running an article on the news today about if you got the first round of shot, you were 100% more likely to catch it. If you had a second round, you were 200%. And if you had the booster, you were 300%. So the people that are least likely to get it are the people that didn't get the shot. It wasn't a vaccine. It altered your immune system to look for that one virus, and they didn't know how long it would last. So your immune system doesn't look for anything else. So you're more likely to get sick.
I might want to find that article. I would like to read that. Yeah, I agree, Patrick. Nobody knows what's going on.
Wall Street Journal ran an article about that same thing last week, I believe it was, is where I heard about it.
We're quoting from KN4TFW.
Yeah, this here's Scott.
Scott, Whiskey One Juliet Echo. Hey, about that COVID stuff that they got going on, because of the quantity and massiveness of it, how can I say it? And confusion is the only thing.
To say I agree, and I think that's what the ultimate goal is just confusion, and that way they keep us divided.
Yep, 2 cents worth, if it was even that much. Yeah, the whole COVID thing, I'm not sure what to believe. And everybody from every end of it, from the far left to the far right, everybody had their head. Almost, COVID was almost worse than politics. W1JE.
He got that right.
Yeah, roger that. Now, you can't believe any of them. I mean, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
We stake in it and everything else. I just figured I wasn't going to catch it again. If I didn't get tested, then I couldn't officially catch it.
I guess it's for sure. I borrowed the money.
Now, that's one of the first things they check you for.
Checked it twice in the last 3 months, and they haven't checked me for it yet.
Little questionnaire about whether you've been in contact with somebody or had a fever and all that.
My questionnaire was, did I feel suicidal or anything like that?
Yeah, how many guns do you have in the house? Do you feel safe? Does your wife threaten you?
That'd be the same form.
Quantity of guns make a difference? I can understand everything else, but the quantity of guns shouldn't matter. You only got 2 hands, you can only shoot 2 at a time. So if you got 50, you only can shoot 2.
So the doctor is how many I got, period.
True. Very true, W1JE.
The hunter got shot and he got killed because his dog set off the gun.
Seen that one.
It was, but then they were just showing some other instances, just people, you know, just setting them down in bad spots, and then the dog walked up and stepped on it, set it off, and killed them.
That sucks. I done got to where I don't even load mine, though. I sit down and I'm ready.
Load mine as I'm walking in with the safety on. I have it in my hand, and I'm conscious of what's going on with it at that point. But until then, no. And if I'm climbing the tree or anything like that, it's unloaded then.
Be careful with those unloaded guns. More people get killed by unloaded guns than loaded guns. Because the person said, I thought it was unloaded.
Yeah, far too often.
I don't keep my gun loaded all the time. When I'm going to the range, I'll load it at the house. Not a big deal. If I'm going to go out and carry on my concealed carry, I'll load it. But I generally, like you guys, keep it unloaded. But when I do hand it to a friend or anybody, I tell them it's loaded. And when they discover it unloaded, I go, okay. But I still think of it as loaded.
I think them all is loaded, right? Can't make a mistake that way.
Question, though. I do have a very important question. You know, Superman's bulletproof? Now, I don't know how old everybody's here, but I remember Superman getting shot at, and when the bad guy ran out of bullets, he'd throw the gun at him and get Superman a duck. Why is that?
Made for good TV.
I'm pulling up to the driveway. I'm going to call it a day. Nice Q show talking about all kinds of stuff, but radios, thank you. W1JE.
With all these tech companies laying off, it's finally swinging back the other way.
W1JE, it was nice talking to you. You have a good day. Hopefully we'll hear you on the radio again. Go ahead, Kent. Y'all have doubled.
73. Yeah, I was saying that the employees had the upper hand over management because, you know, they were needing so many jobs. But now with all the tech companies laying off, it's finally swinging the other way, and the younger group's starting to get worried.
It's out there that need help.
I can't find any over there where the wife works.
Produce shops that need help, too.
They needed help over at the Bon Secour, the wellness arena there. You only had to work a couple of nights a week, being like an usher or whatever. You could work as much as you wanted, but you only had to work a couple of nights. And so just show people through the seat and watch free concerts.
Same way. I've lost 2 so far this year. I can't remember if the other one, if the second one actually quit last year or at the beginning of this year. I don't know. It's all fuzzy now. I think it was at the first of the year. So I've had 2 quit. One of them, she went home early, then she didn't come in, and blah, blah, blah. And So finally they let her go, and when they let her go and called her up and said she wasn't coming back, they said she was just nonchalant about it. It really didn't matter to her.
I'm talking about changing the retirement age and changing the Medicare age.
What are they talking about changing it to?
They're talking about the minimum to retire is 64, and then making the minimum to get Social Security 67.
I'll be lucky to make it that long. KO4CF.
Thanks, Andrew. I thought that's what it was for your age group already.
Changing the early retirement date. Hang on, I gotta pull in here and order me some cheeseburgers, chili cheeseburgers. You guys hang on a minute. KN4TFW.
Yeah, Patrick, I don't even know. I try not to think about it because it's got so long ago.
Look at my sheet they send out there, or booklet, whatever you want to call it. It says our retirement is, full retirement, 70, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I know I ain't looked at my 401k. I dread knowing how much I've lost.
30% or 40%.
Have you really lost it if you don't pull it out?
Throw against mine. That's the only thing I hate. That's less money I can borrow if I want it. I pay for my screened-in porch and my pool off of money out of retirement. Now I'm just paying myself back.
7% interest.
Better me than the bank.
JCA monitoring.
Good afternoon, Richard. Miss Sally, Ashley.
How you doing?
Got Andrew and Ken with us.
Probably in all different locations. How does my signal sound? I know it's relevant to where you are at, you know, covering the repeater. Jerry came by yesterday. We put a new Comet GP9 high-gain antenna up. And earlier this morning, I could barely hear 610 at all, but apparently people could hear me.
Hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting some kind of feedback on the radio today. And I have everything in the truck turned off since I'm not doing anything now but driving home. But you sound okay other than that.
Andrew, how do you copy me?
And I mean, there's a little bit of static, but I don't know if that's the repeater or the wind or who knows. But, I mean, everything you're saying is perfectly understandable.
Yeah, I can understand it pretty good. It's just I'm kind of in a bad spot right here by the drive-thru.
Now, I hear all three of you perfect. There's just a little bit of noise from the repeater, but like this morning, when I heard you guys talking, it's literally like I was down in a hole or had a metal can over my antenna because I was getting nothing but garble and scratch and stuff like that this morning. And now later in the afternoon, it's like the atmospheric conditions have changed and I can hear everybody fine.
And I got a solid signal from the repeater right now, and usually I hadn't been having that the last few weeks.
This antenna is going to stay up until at least the 30th. We're doing the simplex testing for the thermal belt on the 30th, and then I'll go from there once that's down. And I may put my other tri-band antenna back up and then move this one over to a different location. Alrighty, I'll let you guys go and continue. I appreciate the check there. I'm doing some simplex testing on another frequency with Jerry, so we're just trying to check out different antennas. KA3JCA.
And I'm going to say 73s for now. I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop, KO4HKX. You guys have a good evening.
73 Patrick, KO4CEM.
73 Richard, 73 Patrick. You guys have a good evening. KN4TFW. Burger plate, half and half. And then Mama wants cheeseburger.
Well, you both have great taste in food. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of those choices. And they announced they were going to close the clock in Bowen Springs. Now we really don't have one close by at all.
But usually somebody picks it up.
You know, a lot of the clocks are owned by different people, and I don't care if they were Greek or what. And, you know, they might not want to sell it. Maybe they want a family member to take over it at some point in time, but right now it's just sitting there. Nobody's going in. No business is happening.
The sad part, a lot of folks over there, it employed a lot of folks. K2HME.
Yeah, there was one lady. It's funny because me and my wife talked about it. She has been there. She's been there forever. Whenever my oldest son was born, so he's 14, he was like a day or two old. We wanted to go get something to eat, so we went to the clock. So we took him at like 2 days old so we could go eat at the clock. And now here it is 14 years later and they closed down. And that lady worked there the entire time, the waitress that served us that day.
Magic part on some of these smaller businesses is the employees that really end up not doing so well. I'm wondering if perhaps the owner died and the son didn't want to run it.
So I know my wife said on that Next Door app, she had heard that they just, I guess, were ready to retire, and they just, I don't know if maybe family, like I said, family members didn't want to take over or what, and they just didn't want to sell it. So I don't know. Maybe they're waiting on somebody else to come along.
Some of the other folks around there, like Grapevine and others, will snag up those employees and provide some kind of employment for them.
All right, gentlemen, I am pulling in the neighborhood, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a great evening. And, Ken, I hope we'll talk to you in the morning. And the other station, I'm not sure of your name, but hopefully we'll hear you on the repeater again sometime. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
K2HME.
Roger, 7-3, Dwayne, good to hear you. And now hopefully we can talk again. And this is KN4TFW, Ken. Annette and I'm about to pull in a subdivision myself. So you guys have a great evening, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.
Night, yeah, I'm 5 minutes from my house.